Welcome to the Sunday, April 30th, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Today's themes: honesty, wisdom, dreams, and 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. And I should mention that the current draft of the text for these shows, which you can find in addition to the regular place with today's date on the blog page, also in the page set up to hold Prince's songs that we discuss on this show. So I hope you visit that Prince's songs page and you can download the current draft of the PDF that holds the text for our Prince and Proudhon shows there. Today's themes: honesty, wisdom, dreams, and 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, and preparation. Preparation for taking what we've learned forward. And there's a light shining on this at the moment. Brazil, in the midst of a general strike. Let's follow their example and support them this May Day, tomorrow, with our freedom planning, in the spirit of honoring Prince, with love for our bodies and those of our brothers and sisters, expressed as reclaiming them from force and necessity. Our bodies are treated like trash by mistaught and misguided global state statesmen raised to believe the earth and all on it. And our bodies, particularly, are their personal possessions to use and abuse as they see fit. It is our challenge now to deny their presumed right over our bodies and to cherish our bodies by releasing them from the claims of statesmen. How we do this has been the focus of these shows. We are attempting to show in these pages the interconnections between the stunting of heart, our ability to love or our empathy, with the stunting of thought, which prevents the attainment of wisdom. And Proudhon has helped us to see that what the power guys present as their thought is actually their banditry, what they steal from all of us without the slightest compunction. Wisdom is not achieved that way. Wisdom, or in Proudhon's terms, the triumph of reason, liberty, or freedom, which are in his analysis, and he explains how, synonyms, which then lengthens the period we remain stuck in this interlude called insanity before we achieve our well-deserved freedom. Freedom for global humanity. Recall Proudhon's words, thus in a given society, the authority of man over man is inversely proportional to the stage of intellectual development which that society has reached, and the probable duration of that authority can be calculated from the more or less general desire for a true government, that is, for a scientific government, and I comment there for which the establishment of honesty and truth as our guiding lights is absolutely necessary. Continuing with Proudhon, and just as the right of force and the right of artifice retreat before the steady advance of justice and must finally be extinguished in equality, so the sovereignty of the will yields to the sovereignty of the reason and must at last be lost in scientific socialism. Property and royalty have been crumbling to pieces ever since the world began. As man seeks justice in equality, so society seeks order in anarchy. Unquote. And that is from our Waking Up radio show of April 16, 2017. We are made to develop our thought, become the associates of our teachers, put our gifts at the disposal of our brothers and sisters, and become teachers in turn. This process manifests the abundance within us and outside of us. Aborting this process freezes us as abandoned, soul-denied children. What unfreezes us? We've been asking, calling it Socrates' dilemma. given the structural application of the ice, i.e. power owns everything we are told our world consists of. The garbage we are given gives us garbage ad infinitum.